Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends. Good morning, everybody. And how are you? It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. And I couldn't come to the live stream today, so I have recorded this for you instead so that we don't lose another week. It's been already 2 weeks since my last live stream. And today I'm going to talk about dealing with triggers. But before I go there, I would like to remind you of the Parental Thriving Family, as I like to call the membership. And I'm so excited about it. I know you will find lots of useful information there, and it simply gives you continuous support, really. So I really look forward to having you there. It is just €5 a month, so it is pretty affordable for everyone. And with that €5, you are supporting me to do these live streams and my podcast. And in return, I'm giving you premium content, monthly live streams, and also monthly group coaching calls. So yes, I look forward to have you join and benefit from all these things and help me in return. And I will put a link at the bottom after I have posted this video so that you can have direct access to the page where you can join. So thank you. And I'm really excited to see you there. In the meantime, going back to our discussion about dealing with triggers and triggers, they are funny triggers. They are funny because we don't see them coming most of the time, do we? I remember the first time it happened, and it was like, whoa, what has just happened here? I was so not expecting it. I had read a lot on parenting after my firstborn, and I was pretty sure how I wanted to raise my child, and that was with attachment parenting, positive discipline style of upbringing. So when he was three and I got triggered, it was something like, whoa. And they didn't see it coming, literally. And it carried on. My triggers seem to be many. And I still deal with them. And for a long time, I couldn't make heads or tails of it. I knew this was my goal, but I couldn't get there because my triggers were getting in the way. So the best way to help you understand triggers is by telling you that the way we are brought up, the way we have been parented, how these things are what trigger us. And I'm not saying it in a way that as a way to say our parents were bad parents, because they definitely were not. And we are definitely not. But we are also giving triggers to our children unbeknown to us and so far to them as well. And that's because things happen that we don't really realize that they make a difference to us. And then after many years where we think nothing of it, something which sometimes it could be a bit unrelated, really not exactly directly related to our trigger happens, which make us mad, make us full of anger, make us explode, make us anxious, makes us stressed. And these are our triggers. And we have to deal with them. We have to see them. We have to understand them. We have to acknowledge them, forgive them, and heal them. That is the way we have to deal with triggers in the broad sense. So, you know, if I think of me, one of my triggers is clutter. And I'm not meaning just house clutter, you know. I've become actually pretty good with dealing with house clutter now. But I'm also intending about going outside somewhere in the public and there are a lot of people and a lot of noises and it just overwhelms me. Or else I would be in the car and there's a lot of traffic and I have to switch off the radio for me to be able to concentrate and drive. And these are triggers which are coming, I'm not going into them, but which are coming from my childhood. And so acknowledging those helps to reduce the triggers. And all triggers have a sensation in our body. So for me, most of the time when I'm getting triggered into anger or so on, I will start feeling my jaw tensing up and my neck and upper back tensing up. I feel like I have snakes in my belly with the anger. And my head seems to tighten up and it feels like it's going to explode. And that is my general feeling when I'm getting triggered through anger. If I am feeling stressed or anxious, I might feel nauseous. And my throat restricted. So you know, triggers have their own way to show us that they are there in our body. And for the longest of time, I didn't understand these triggers and didn't acknowledge them, not at all. But after going through a lot of books, of trainings, of articles, and of knowing what I want, but I can't get there, and feeling super stressed, frustrated, and having gone through a mommy burnout. And apart from that, I also ended up with so much anger issues that I felt I was destroying myself and my family. And I wanted to change that. And with the help of my coach, I finally understood about the triggers and I've started dealing with them. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but it is possible. It was completely, how do you say, it was eye-opening, to say the least, to see how my anger was coming from these repressed issues from when I was a child. So for example, I always wanted that my children are able to voice their anger, their ideas, their thoughts. But possibly like many others, my age group, as a young child, I was told to be quiet, that I couldn't speak up and say what I thought or what I felt. And so every time they did that, I was triggered. And if you were to ask me what triggered me, I would say their lack of respect. They're not respecting me. They're not listening to me. And if you'd ask me, but what is about that, that you feel that they are not respecting and listening, I would probably have gone on to say that, you know, they are not accepting. I think that's the word, accepting my word without question. Even though I didn't want them to do that, which is quite silly, isn't it? But there you go, triggers. And so it took me a while, it took me a long while to see that and a long while to move through it. So in the beginning of my parental journey, triggers would just happen out of nowhere. Something, my child said something and boom, I would explode and there was no turning back. And I was like, whoa, what's just happening here? And then there came a time when I would be like, I am seeing me crashing my car to the wall. But I don't even want to stop. I'm like, crash it, you know, I am there, I am angry, I am seeing that I am angry, and I don't even want to stop my And after that, there came a point where I could see me getting angry, and I could start stopping myself at times from getting angry. Sometimes I manage, sometimes I don't. I would say, in certain cases, I am now able to stop myself. In other cases, I am 50-50. In other cases, I am still, sometimes I can, half the time I can't. More than half the time I can. So the different triggers also have their different timelines, right? So, yeah. And that is something which is important to remember. So it's not just you understand this is trigger from where is this coming, and then it is happening that we simply go on with it. So it is, yeah. So what comes from this is that we don't just become aware of from where our triggers come coming. This is important because we cannot stop our triggers if we are not understanding from where they are coming. But also that we understand how they feel in our body, because that is one way we can help ourselves to manage them. When we can start feeling, when I start feeling that tension in my body starting to happen, I'm like, okay, I need to step back. And it can take, it can be just a couple of seconds, it can be a couple of minutes, but it helps us to self-regulate. And when it comes to triggers, self-regulation goes hand in hand with it. We've talked about self-regulation a while back, and It goes back to it, really, because if I am a parent and I want my children to grow in a positive, disciplined way, and I am getting angry, but I am suppressing that anger, at some point that anger has to come out. It will not remain suppressed forever. So I might be successful for a while using the positive discipline method, but then eventually, if I'm not dealing with my anger, this will come out again. It will come up. So that we are taking time in self-regulation and in dealing with our emotions from even when we are young is really important for us to be able and process and deal with our triggers. With triggers, we help ourselves with triggers also in the way we deal with our children, and different age groups need different things. So if I look at the younger child, we are the parents who have to put out the law, so to speak, right? They are still too young to know what is good or bad, and they are not able to control themselves and so on. So we are the ones who have to tell them, look, this is what I expect of you. In parental thriving, family today, be discussing screen time. So I'm going to take that as an example. Your young child is going to see as much screen time as they want unless you stop them. And they will see anything they want unless you tell them, look, these are the things that you can see on screen because the others are not good for you. So yeah, we are the ones who are saying, this is what I am expecting of you, and I will uphold it. I will follow through with it. And when we have that kind of set of rules, so to speak, that gives us a framework of how to work, those triggers, we will be able to help ourselves with those triggers. Also being much aware of our young child, because our young children get easily overwhelmed, get easily tired, and get quickly hungry. And these are the things which usually end up with our children misbehaving because of one of these. And that is then when we get triggered. So if you are aware, if your child is becoming overwhelmed or tired or hungry, and you can adjust that, then you are less likely to be triggered. Because you can manage it, so to speak. When we have older children, that's different. And with the older children, we really need to keep our communication and connection open a lot, because we cannot simply just lay the rules for them. They are now able to think much more, and they want to feel heard, and they want to be accepted for how they are. And when it comes to preteens and teens, that is the main way to parent them, by keeping everything open, by discussing with them and seeing what they think and asking curiosity questions. And we are more likely to get triggered actually with our older child, with the younger child. The triggers in these tween years are exhausting. They are exhausting, believe me. And especially when it comes with my daughter, my middle child, she has quite a temperament similar to me, so I get much more quickly triggered with my son. And his heart. So keeping open the conversation and so on is really helpful. And also remembering, and this is really important, remembering that it is not about us. Because we tend, when we get triggered, we are feeling that we are disrespected, that we are not being listened to, and so on and so forth. But these are our feelings from when we are young, right? It is not necessarily what our children are doing. It is how we feel ourselves because of what triggered us from what happened when we were young. So keeping that in mind is so important. It is not about us, it is about them. So if it is a young child, look at the big picture. Is he overwhelmed? Is he tired? Is he hungry? Is there something that is bugging him? Maybe there is something, I don't know, there's a friend that things are not going well with them, or there is something in preschool or school that is not going well. You know, we check all these things. Are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting enough movement? These are all things that can give us answers to why they're behaving as they are, which then triggers us. With our tweens and teens, that is different. With them, we will have to have our communication and connection open and ask them curiosity questions. I really felt angry when you spoke to me that way earlier today. Can you help me understand what is exactly that you wanted to tell me, what you were thinking of? And so on and so forth, because these are the things that then we can realize and see, like, okay, I have misunderstood completely probably what my teen wanted to tell me. And simply because I was focusing on how I was feeling because of my triggers. So this is important to remember and find a solution for. So in essence, dealing with triggers is about understanding where they are coming from, what they are, and remembering that any of these triggers are not about the child, but about us. And we need to let go of the us bit and turn it on what the child needs. With the younger child, we are more in charge of the situation because they need more our guidance in a different way than teens, right? And tweens. And with the older child, we need to have that communication and that connection really strong and keep it strong to be able and ask questions when we are triggered and help them find solutions together. And ultimately, by doing self-regulation and understanding our triggers, we are teaching our children by actually doing how to do that themselves. Because most of the time we tell them, for example, say, thank you for your present. But then we don't do it ourselves. So they are hearing what we are telling them, but they are doing as they are seeing. And this goes for self-regulation and triggers as well, of course. So the more we are able to work slowly, understand and see. So you have to take the time to sit, to talk, to write, to have a coach help you, whatever works for you. To understand what these triggers are, where they are coming from, to help them heal. Then you can carry on and you can deal with them better. And it is, as with everything else to do with parenting, is not an easy thing, but it is definitely something possible to do. That is all for today. I look forward to see you again next week. Have a good day. Bye.